Okay. So we were speaking about the different categories of ma'asim pu'ulas that a person does. Aveira, mitzvahs, rishus, went through the whole sugya. And that's going to summarize and tie it all up before we go to a whole different subject. Well, it's not a different subject, but it's a whole different area of understanding. So it says like this: "Umachas she'adova kach nimtza she'kol ma'ase b'nei adam l'lo yoytzi mi'aklal." It's a big chiddush what he's saying here. I mean, for me, it's a chiddush, and I'll tell you why afterwards. But he says here that without yoytzi mi'aklal, without any exceptions, everything that a person does, every ma'ase person does, him or beget a mitzvah or beget a aveira. You're either doing a mitzvah or an aveira. There's nothing that's not a mitzvah or an aveira. So that's a bit of a chiddush, because there's things we call rishus, which he calls, we'll see now, those are called mitzvahs or aveiras. There's nothing in between. You either isik in a mitzvah or an aveira. And now he's going to explain what he means. Rebura dovahu, ki kolo isa maisa, isa shiye. If a person does a maisa, whatever the maisa is, imhu beget a mitzvah, arehu maisa tov. If he's doing a mitzvah, well, then that's a maisa tov. Vim eina adam oisa oisa, if a person doesn't do it, lemarot sheyesh lo et hayicholet lamal et chovatoi, despite the fact that he has the ability to do it. If you don't have the ability to do it, then that's onus rachmona. Well, he has the ability to do it, he doesn't do it. Arehu oiva oma shitzivo abayin. So then he contravened what the boyra commanded him to do. Somebody actually does an aveira actively, so he's a chayta. If he doesn't do the aveira, then he's a tzaddik. If he doesn't do it, we're talking about he doesn't do the aveira because Hashem told him not to. He doesn't do the aveira because he just doesn't happen to like it. We're talking about somebody who has, he didn't do the aveira. He wanted to do it, but he didn't because he has Yirus Hashem. He doesn't do that which he didn't do something bad, an avla. It's as if he's doing a maisa. That means when a person doesn't do an aveira, it's like he did a maisa mitzvah. That's what we see from that pasuk. Okay. That's what we said earlier. There's things that are not mitzvahs and aveiras. There's things that are mutter, rishut. So how's now that going to be or a mitzvah and an aveira? It's not a mitzvah or an aveira. It's mutter. So then how does it become or a mitzvah and an aveira? Because he said everything you do without any exception is either a mitzvah and an aveira. Now there's things that are not mitzvah or aveira, they're mutar. So how does that fit in here? It's permissible and it's not a mitzvah or an aveira. If he does that thing that's muta in the correct way, he weighs it up, he does it properly, he does it with thought, so then he's a tzaddik. Kumo shenema, toiv ish choinen umalve yechalkel dvorov b'mishpot. I explained this above, this possibly explained earlier, what's toiv ish choyin umalva? Asher ish enoisen laniyim umalva netzrachim. Praise with the person who gives to poor people and lends them for their needs. Yechalkel dvorav b'mishvat, shekol ma'isev medudim b'mishkal u'betzedek. Everything he does, he's gecheshponed out. He does it justly. He works it out. He doesn't just do things. He thinks things through. He doesn't separate himself totally from this world. He's also not involved in this world more than necessary. Means he's, he walks in a balance, the golden path they call it. He walks in a way that he weighs things up. He thinks things through and he does what he needs to do not to be involved in this world and not disconnected from this world. וכן כשנויס הננים אינו מקמץ יויסה מדי וגם אינו מפזה יויסה מדי. When he gives stock, he doesn't just give a little bit just to be yoytzi zayin, he's a kamtzin, and he also doesn't just throw it away recklessly. He knows that it's got to be a cheshbon. Kedei shu oitz melo yitzarech achar kach lebriyos. He doesn't just throw away money. Now, I'm not sure where that fits into the world of mutter, giving stocker and not throwing away more money than you have and giving the right amounts and lending money. Those are mitzvahs. Those are the mutoros. When it's mutter to give stocker, I thought it's a chiv to give stocker. So maybe he's talking about over and above the initial minimum chiv that a person has. Afterwards, it becomes mutter. Not sure. Vim ha-moisif al amida ha-hechrechis. Now, if you'll add, we said before, there's a certain amount that a person needs. He has to live on. Without that, he can't survive. So if he adds to that, he takes more than what's hechrechis, more than what he has to have, whatever that is for each person. So then he's going to minimize his avoidus aboira, because it brings people to do things that are osur. Now, he doesn't explain what that is. It just says if you're gonna live above what you need, you're gonna take more than what you need to survive, then you're gonna come to do things that are awesome. Ulom is beer, doesn't explain. If we were pocheis mi amida chiyonis, and if he'll go below the minimum level of what a person needs, the marachi yesh be yechalti legiel midazu. Even though he has the ability to get there. I'm not talking about somebody who can't. Someone who can't, he can't. This guy can, but he doesn't. Now, why is he doing it? And it depends why he's doing it. If his kavana is to inflict his nefesh in order to habituate to avoid a sashem, ulim shoyl. Then he's doing it because he wants to rule over his taivas, because he wants to get closer to Hashem. He wants to move away from things in Olam Hazeh, and he wants to bend himself, incline himself more to bringing to things that bring to Olam Haba. That's a tzaddik. And that's a very good thing. But if he'll do exactly the same thing, he does the same maaser, but he's not doing it for these seemingly holy reasons. He does it because he just doesn't like spending money. Or he wants everybody to think he's a big tzaddik, he's a big porush, look how he lives, blah, blah, blah. That means two people doing exactly the same thing. Why is he doing it will determine whether he's a tzaddik or a rosh, or whether this is a maisa tov or a maisa ra. But it's always either a mitzvah or an aveira, even if it's something that's mutter. The way you do it and what you're thinking will turn that mutter thing either into a mitzvah or an aveira. It's quite a level. Person's got to be holding where everything is shikled. Everything is worked through. There's no just stump. Rav Pinkos used to say, there's no such thing as stam. Most people, why did you do that? He says, stam. There's no such thing as stam. You have to know why you're doing what you're doing. There were gedolim that didn't stand up or sit down unless they had a reason. They didn't move their hand without a reason. So that's already, that's above our pay grade, I think. That's what he's talking about. Depending on why you're doing something and how you do it and how you cheshbon and you cheshbon it in is going to determine whether that's a mitzvah nevera, heavy. He seems to say this again, and he says it quite often, and the solution is not wasting words. He's adding something here, but I haven't got the clue what he's adding. I will just be aware of that. Ubala seichel, somebody who's got his seichel, before he does a maaser, he uses his seichel, he applies his seichel to this maaser that he's about to do. And he checks out what he's about to do to the best of his ability, his koyach, what he's able to do. He chooses from these things only that which is good, and he leaves alone everything else. I thought carefully about my ways. And I returned my feet to your statutes. It means he thinks before he does what he's doing. Chashavti drochai. Chashti v'lo yismati lishmo mitzvoisecha. Okay. V'haraya kima she'eskanu hu boru. She'kol pu'ulu toivo ra. If he needs more rayas, he feels he has to bring another raya here. That every pu'ulu, every action that a person does is either good or bad. Kima she'omu shlom ha'melech ha'chochem. Shlomo Melech in Koheles says the following famous statement: "Kes kol ma'ase Elokim yovu b'mishpat al kol ne'lam im toiv ve'imra." You can't get a more first than that. "Kes kol ma'ase, every deed that a person does, a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings to mishpat. He brings it to some kind of a judgment. Al kol ne'lam, even all the hidden things." In toiv v'imra, if it's good or bad, there you have it. All the ma'isim are either toiv v'ra. All right, sheklal kol ha'ma'isim, kulam tachas toiv v'ra. Shlomo HaMelech, in the Pasuk in Koheles, places every ma'isa either into tov v'ra. V'u ha'dovah shelibanu, this is what we've said, shekol ha'ma'isim ha'im or begeda toiv or begeda ra. V'izbay ha'ifo shekol ma'isa b'nei adam b'li yoytzi min ha'klal nechlochil b'shnei chelke ha'toira. Again, he says it. You can count up yourself how many times he repeats this. Again, the Rishon doesn't waste words. He didn't have time. He was a busy man, and he didn't write things that were necessary. So, that's the... Toiv ora. Hatzivim va'azoros levadil. It's either you're doing a mitzvah, I'll say you're ever a love at some point. Okay. So that's the beginnings of Avodas Elokim. The Maseilas Yesharim says a similar idea as well. Everything is, it's part of the milchama, the yitzari, either toiv or ra. Okay. Now we're going to spin off into another whole world. We'll be here for quite a while. He's going to discuss 10 levels. Discuss 10 different levels, and we'll see. We see, he says, a person has to see where he fits into these levels. Now, it's hard to fit yourself into one of these levels. You probably find that there's bits and pieces of you floating around, come of them. The last two or so we'll see are not so shaykh to us, but the others we'll see. We probably have some shaykhs to all of these levels. Maybe not the first one, that's already a bit low, but let's play with them a little bit and see what we can come up with. Ukadei lebayer. Kama dargos yishnom biloim de Torah. How many levels there are of people that learn Torah? Oime. Hoilva Torah koleles milim v'toichen. The Torah is made up of words and subject. Milim v'toichen. I think he uses the same lotion in the...
He says milos v'inyonim.
Milos v'inyonim. Yeah, that's toichen. Toichen is inyonim. That would be the same. Yeah, that's okay, that's good. Yeah, subject. The subject, the toichen, the body of the information. Words and information, whatever, toichen, subject.
It says meaning.
Meaning.
Words and meanings.
Yeah, okay. The English words, very, very schwach. I'm saying it's hard because the what you have above is also just a translation from the original Arabic. So it loses something in the translation. But we're not understanding everything. We're understanding everything. So the slight shift in the language might make a chiluch to us. But as we said right in the beginning, we were just trying to read through this once and see where he's going. Because there's a sugya mok, amok, amok. This is actually how deep the subject is. Tov. We're doing pretty good. Okay. So, there's the words and there's the subject. There's 10 divisions of midas of chokhma b'toira that a person could be in. Obviously, it's going to be connected to the milim v'toichen, because milim v'toichen is that's the Torah, and the 10 dargos are going to somehow connect to the milim v'toichen. It's not enough to just know that there's these 10 levels. It's very nice. We'll test you. You'll learn them off by heart. And you know what the 10 levels are. No, no. There's a personal journey. The person has to recognize where he's standing now. When you find out where you're standing, then you'll make an effort to slowly, slowly go to higher levels. And as I mentioned earlier, you'll have a hard time plugging yourself into only one of these. Well, I did anyway. Okay, let's go through them. We'll summarize it afterwards. Let's see where he goes with these 10 levels. The Darga Aramucha, now we're out of the world of Tovara. There's either he's proved that, he's shown that, he's been very specific about that, that every maisa you do, every pu'ula you do is either mitzvah veira, Tovara. Now we're going to discuss 10 different levels of Lame the Torah. Let's see where this fits in here. Not a new chapter. It's just the himshek of what he was saying above.
But it feels like a new world.
What I said. You're stepping into a whole new world, yeah. And it's definitely not a new world, because it's somehow a himshek. I have to see how this connects again. I agree with you. I would have made this, I would have made this a new chapter, but he doesn't. So kind of you're stuck, you know. Okay. The derech hanamucha, the lowest level. These are people that learned when they were very young to read Chumash. They didn't get very far other than just being able to read a bit of Chumash. They found was just reading the words. They don't understand what they say. They don't even understand what the words mean. They don't understand the dikduk. I don't want to translate dikduk as grammar here, but they don't understand the exactness of the language. They're like a donkey carrying a load of books on their back. That's the lowest possible level. Okay. He just reads words. He doesn't know what he's saying. He can recognize the letters, the shapes. He knows that that's an aleph, that's a base. He knows that that word is ella and that word is brachis. He doesn't know what it means. He doesn't understand even the correct way to say the words properly. Fine. Okay. That's a very low level. That's a child who, let's say, went to a bit of cheder and he just didn't move on from there. Badaga shenis. Somebody, the level, he's very careful about how he reads and the way he expresses correctly. He pronounces the word properly according to all the rules of dikduk. A comment is a comment, a patach is a patach. He knows what a shvano is. He knows how to say the words properly. Hamishtadlim be'ikah ledat keitzad amilim menukodos. He's trying be'ikah to understand, to know how the words are vowelized. Ube'ezi oisis heim nuchtovois, and with which letters they written. Ve'elem ba'al hanikud v'hamasoiris. These are people called ba'ilu hanikud v'hamasoiris. They are the masters of vowelization. And masoiris is the way we read and the way we pronounce the words. That's it. Didn't say anything about understanding yet. When he reads beautifully. Like Amamash, you can, he understands how the words are put together, he understands the vowelization, understands the correct pronunciations, mitpate, nochon. He expresses the words correctly. So he's a level up. He still doesn't understand what he's doing, but at least he knows how to pronounce things properly. Badaga shlishis, hem oisin anoshim. ומשתדלים לדעת גם את נימוקי הניקוד והטעמים, ואין דרך השימוש בסוף, ואת דרך השימוש בסוף ובדקדוק שלה, לדעת את השמוס ואת הפעולוס ואת מילוס החיבור. This is very דקדוקיש. They recognize the lack of the two levels above, and therefore they try to know at the depths of what it is, the vowelization and the timing of the trop, and how you use the language correctly and the didaktik of it, the diktuk, the grammar of it, and to know the names and the actions, what they do, the actions, the pu'ulois, ve'es milas achibur, the milas achibur normally refers to joining words. So he says here in the Pesach Leiv, he says es ha'shemois ve'es ha'pu'ulois ve'es milas achibur, hem shloshes chelkei ha'safa. Those are the three portions of language. שכל המילים נכלולים בהם. All the words are included, these three chalokim of language. השמות הם שמות העצם, כגון שמיים, ארץ, אדום, בית, the שמות are the words themselves. הפעולים מתארים את הצורה, או את הפעולה של שם העצם, כגון אדם, בו, בית, גודל. These are the adjectives or the verbs. מילוס החיבור באויס לצרף את המילים הבוידדויס או לפרש אויסם כגון גם למען, מפני, עם, אס, כל. Those are called חיבורים. Okay, so I don't fit into this category בכלל, because דיקטוק is not my thing, but grammar, you know what I'm saying? Anyone went to school in South Africa knows that grammar is something you're going to have a hard time ever doing, because you get mamash, you're nervous when you hear the word even. So anyway, those are the three things that are called shemois, tu'ulim, and milas achibur. The three different ways that words are put together. Okay. Ve'ezim milim haim smuchois, ve'ezim milim haim nifrodois, which words go together, which ones are separate. Ve'bitu ha'eva b'loshon osid, avar b'loshon osid, ve'hatzivui b'loshon hamakor, והמילים השלמוס והחסרוס, it goes a real bocky burr. There's someone went to Wolitzki share. There's a real bocky in Diktuk. ואיזה מהאיסס, הנוחס, מורגושס, כמיפתה, ואיזה מהם אינו מרגושס, והמילים שיש בהם איסס, כפולוס, ודאים לזה, טוב, all the דינים and הלוחס of Diktuk, this guy's ממש a bocky. Fine. So the first level is a guy just says the words. The second guy is already starting to say the words properly. He knows how to read. The third guy is already, he's got diktuk mamash. He's ready to start flying. Umivinet ha-safa, excellent.
But it doesn't say he understands it.
No, he doesn't understand. He understands the language. He understands the diktuk. He knows exactly how the words are put together, what's going on. It doesn't mean that he's got to the toichen yet.
How is that even possible?
Well, he'll know some of the words. He'll know what they mean. We will see. He's going to, I think from Ravir, we might be able to medike that he does know some Pirush HaMilim. He knows some words or whatever, but he hasn't got into understanding really what Chumash is about yet. He has the grammar. He has the dikduk. He might even know what some of the words mean, but the etzem toichen, what's really going on, what the Chumash is telling us, he hasn't got that yet. But you'll see, I'll make a deal here from Darga Ravi, that in Darga Ravi, you'll see, and just have a look quickly, and then I'll show you what I'm talking about. But Darga Ravi is, in addition to what we've said, mishtadim gam ledat et pirush hamilim hakashot shebetanach, v'sapshat haposhut. It means the easy words or whatever the guy number three for sure knows. He knows what the word aval means, you know, he knows basic words. But the difficult words that you have in Tanakh, he doesn't know what they mean, and he also doesn't know what the poshut pshat is. He doesn't have poshut pshat in the toichen of the subject. V'chein heim choyprim ledas eizem milim shalosh nakodesh mesham shoyis v'tomoshel v'derech ha-shoyla. He also goes a bit deeper. He starts investigating the different words of Lashon HaKodesh, which ones are used more as a marshal, ve'ezim milim mashamshos kohayro atzmit, which are instructions in and of themselves, ve'ezim hashemus hanifrodim, hanidofim, sorry, klema milim shoynes hamisparais levuman echod, words that mean one thing, ve'ezim milim hay nigzores mimilim acheros. Okay, but the complicated language stuff here, ve'ezim milim einu nigzores elem akheros, they're the original. He's gone to a whole new level of dikduk. He understands things. I don't even understand what he understands. I'm definitely not in this level, that I can tell you now.
I'm laughing. I'm also not the first two
levels. I'm not any of these levels up to now, but I might be some of the later ones. We'll see. I don't know. This guy's mama, she understands that Torah is the science of language, and he's a master craftsman of the science. I'm serious, I don't even know what he's a master of. These things are whatever. Okay, tough. I know one thing, that I'm not there, because I don't know what he's talking about. If you're holding in a level, you usually know what the level's about. So I can't tell you. I don't know. Maybe, Jonathan, you've got more.
No, I'm just laughing because I'm reading the English and I don't even know what a homonym is or synonym.
No, the translation law is there. The translation doesn't help. No, that's why I didn't even bother, because it's not going to help. The translation doesn't do much either. No, it's fine. It's good. I'm fine. Okay. You wouldn't think that I got my law degree with mastering four different languages, you know. It's not good. It's interesting.
It's classic that you're a lawyer, honestly.
No, I'm saying I had to do Latin, English, Afrikaans, and I learned Dutch for a year as well, just because whatever.
That's insane. Anyway. That's crazy.
So, but a dikduk just was never my, you know. I used to get like 50%, which was a pass, and then the 50% I didn't know was usually the dikduk. So, anyway. Okay, maybe we'll stop on Daiga Revi, and the next week, Mitzvah Shem will pick up from Chamishis.
Very interesting to see how he's going to tie this into.
I haven't gone forward. Once we've dealt with these 10 levels, we'll have to see how that fits into. I mean, this is about Avodas Elokim, so we'll have to see. I don't know. Anyway, listen, it's Adar's Nichnast. A lot of Siyata Dishmai in Adar, especially for learning Torah.
Yes.
Have a good Chodesh Adar.
Thank you.
Chodesh Nafuhu Miyogon L'Simcha. That was the Chodesh. It wasn't even Purim. The Simcha, the Ikka Simcha of Adar is not so much because of Purim. The Simcha is because it's Adar. Understand Mazi Adar. Okay.
That's quite interesting.
Peseda.
All right, sir. Thank you. Have a good one.
Listen, can I ask you a quick question? I just want to switch off the recording here. Yeah?